believe the exact words that he used were, does it really matter? Winners write history. Was something just like that, if it wasn't exactly that. Those are the words of William Barr, the United States Attorney General, whose primary job is to enforce and uphold and defend the laws of this country. Laws that supersede and come well before his time. It's not to write history, it's to be the primary law enforcement agent and justice implementer in this country. Barr said that this week, and it's something I certainly noticed. This is David, and this podcast, this episode on three things, is about our moment, about history. And I want to talk about his words specifically, and then I just want to say a little bit about our role and where we're at. First, I'll just want to address the word itself, history. It's a gendered word. It's a word that is written into the fabric of the idea of his story, and that's what's important to capture about the world and to pass on to next generations. I don't believe that for a moment, that's the starting point, the ending point, or the majority of what should be paid attention to and passed on. Although it would be naive and disingenuous to suggest that men have not seized and held and pursued and protected power for as long as there's been probably human history, in ways that have been oppressive and discriminatory, particularly in various nations, the racial groups that have created systems of thinking that benefit them. In the United States, that's white men. But when I use the term, I don't really think of it as I don't emphasize the his in my mind. Because I've been exposed to so much historical knowledge, and I swim in it. It's kind of a point of inspiration for me. That is not about men particularly or white men. It's about all genders. It's about many different racial groups. In terms of what I've read, ages. So I certainly have a conception that's bigger than that. But we might think about just generally the past and the way the past informs the present. And so what will be the past in the future is what our present is right now. And so do winners write history? They do. They get to tell history. And that's the writing part. They get to select it and emphasize it and highlight it and protect it. In doing that, certain stories get told, and the stories that have been told forever in this country is that only certain people should be able to have power to vote, to make decisions, to lead us. We, in Common Purpose, are dedicated to the proposition that our democracy should be just and inclusive. Those are words that we selected. They're not just words. They're ideas that we selected when we formed this organization back in 2018 and 19. That democracy should be just and inclusive. It should be a place that is open and welcoming and supportive of people from many different walks of life and backgrounds. That is what fundamentally democracy is supposed to be. So we're engaged in that endeavor today in 2020. I've never been so engaged in that endeavor. For 20 plus years, I've been teaching at the University of Washington or at other institutions, and have been honored to do so, to teach, to learn, to explore, to grow. Now we have the responsibility to contribute to what that just and inclusive democracy looks like. And I am committed to being down in the trenches, in doing work in states, in communities, in support of people running for office, in support of the next generation of leadership that can take us forward. So the question for all of us is, do we rise to our moment? To our moment. If this is our moment in our time, do we rise to it, to meet it? Not perfectly. Not, that is not the goal nor possible. But do we rise to meet it with as much vigor and determination as we can conjure? That is the goal. That takes time, that takes treasure, our resources, that takes strength of mind, determination. I know enough from having read and heard from people who have changed the world that they didn't do so because they set out to implement a perfect vision, a perfect plan, and then they simply executed it. Now, in what I've heard, what I've seen, what I've learned is that people set out with the right trajectory, the right pathway forward. They find others to walk together, and then they embark, they start. They go, they move, they act. That's what we are in Common Purpose, is an action organization. We have a bias towards action. That's something that we talk about a lot, and it is a common common outlook among our leadership, that we are going to act. We are going to go to states to do work. We are going to create an organization. We are going to leave jobs to do this work. We are going to believe that we can make a difference. That bias towards action is fundamentally what sustains us and gets us going every single day. It is not grounded in a certainty of success. I wish it was. I have confidence that we can potentially achieve successes. But the bias towards action is a belief that successes only occur if you thoughtfully act, if you try. So we're not jumping around doing crazy things without giving some thought to it. But once we give some thought to it, we are going to move and to act. We did in 2018 with 12 states when we set up a plan to go across the country and to engage in crucial electoral districts. And we did in Florida, in Arizona, in Nevada, in Wisconsin, in Michigan, in Ohio, in Minnesota, in Pennsylvania, in the state of Washington. In Florida, I didn't mention Florida, in North Carolina. And in 2019, when we went to Virginia and to Kentucky, and we went again to North Carolina and again to Florida and to Wisconsin. And we do that in 2020. And the in now, the in the States must and does include a remote action. Making phone calls, sending letters, tweeting, emails, with the goals of getting people in power to enact more fair and just and inclusive voting systems like greater absentee balloting and more early voting. It also includes helping people in those states to get their absentee ballots or to understand the COVID-19 voting protocols. In this country, we expect nationally over half of Americans this year to vote by mail in some capacity. For most of them, they have never done this. They, as our fellow travelers, need our support. They will benefit from a phone call, a letter, helping them to know how to request an absentee ballot, how to get the ID that's needed, the identification that's needed to get that, to return the ballot with a postmark by the needed date, or to early vote, and they've never had that opportunity before. Our moment, our time, our action is to step forward and to say, I will. Pick me. I will do this. It's not easy, and if it was, we wouldn't be in this shit. It's also not always fun. And I choose that word intentionally. Democracy is not about fun. Democracy is about a commitment to a just and inclusive world, a world in which we choose to act to create a better place. I go for long walks every morning these days in this quarantine world. I'm privileged and fortunate to be able to go for walks, that I have the mobility to do this. I'm fortunate and privileged to do this, that I have the time to do this, that I can devote an hour and a half each morning to walks. Hello, buddy. There are so many rabbits in my neighborhood. That I have the time to devote to this exercise and the many phone calls and podcasts I do during these walks. I'm fortunate to be in a position with my family where I know they're safe. So then it comes down to how do I choose to spend those times, those resources, that status that I have. That's where our moment comes in. Common Purpose is committed to a just and inclusive democracy, and we're committed to act to make it so. We must rise and try. This weekend, we're making phone calls into the state of Wisconsin to try to mobilize voters in a special congressional election in the Wisconsin 7th Congressional District. This is a seat where a Republican has held it. It's a Republican district. The most recent holder of the seat has retired, and it's now competitive. There's a race, an election to fill that seat. It's a seat likely to be held by the Republicans because it leans that way fairly significantly. And if a Republican was committed to a just and inclusive democracy where everybody can vote safely, where people of all backgrounds are respected and honored, where we take concrete steps to fix our inequities in our society around healthcare, around citizenship status, around wages, then we would be all in for that person. We're not opposed to that, to supporting Republicans. We're just looking for some just and inclusive warriors. This particular one, her name is Tricia Zunker. Tricia is a member of the Ho-Chunk tribal council. She is running for the congressional legislature on, to its core, a just and inclusive platform. She also has made very clear her commitment to a voting system that would be safe and accessible in 2020 and beyond, but starting right now in 2020 with COVID-19. The election is on Tuesday. Today is Saturday. We can make phone calls. We can do that from our remote fieldwork page, which is our Uncommon Purpose website. The website being cpnow.org. If you go to the National Fieldwork tab, click on that. There'll be an opportunity right at the top to make phone calls for Tricia Zunker. This is where the history occurs. Who will step forward and do that? Will we? Will we contribute? Will we try? Or will we watch? In about an hour and a half, we'll do an introductory workshop to Common Purpose for folks that are new and want to learn about our work and the philosophies that we have and the states that we've selected and why and how we do our work remotely or in person. And then we'll make some phone calls. We'll do some work. It's the work that we have a chance to do. History is not actually written by the winners. History is created by all of us. By all of us who show up and do what we can, who choose to act. I'm going up a hill here as I'm part of my walk as I finish. I'm going to finish the podcast here. But metaphorically, this work towards a just and inclusive democracy is also up a hill. It takes us and requires us to work, to push, to feel the burn of going up a hill, or for working for Bernie. We have so many great people who have made the choice to act, to fight, to believe, to get up and make calls, knock on doors, run for office, raise funds for good causes, to stand against corruption and incompetence. We didn't choose this moment of 2020. We didn't ask for a pandemic. We didn't want an incompetent president or a U.S. Senate led by Mitch McConnell that has turned its back on a just and inclusive world. But we have it. And our choice is, what are we going to do about it? If you listen to this podcast, there's a good chance that you are doing something significant about it. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. And let's call each other to more. To more through difficulty, to more in the best of times, in the worst of times, together. We have a phrase in Common Purpose. Well, it's not our phrase. It's one we picked up from through the histories of an older proverb about, if you want to go fast, you go alone. If you want to go far, we go together. We believe in community and going together. Our teams are structured that way. Our field work is structured that way. Our advocacy work is done as a community. Our leadership is done in that way. William Barr said, "History winners write the history." I would counter with, we create the history. We're in this together. Our bias towards action must carry us forward today and certainly beyond 2020. But right now, today, let's go. Democracy is a verb. It is about action. Time to get back to work. See ya.